USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died from the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter peak. President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one. I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone that's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you have not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
One of the country's largest mall owners is filing for bankruptcy. Tim Berg has more details.
Mall owner Washington Prime Group is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns more than 100 shopping centers filing late Sunday, blaming the coronavirus pandemic for creating what it called significant challenges. The company's CEO saying restructuring will enable the company to right-size its balance sheet and position the company for success moving forward. The filing isn't a surprise, as retail analysts had noted that malls were struggling before the pandemic kneecapped in-store shopping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Vermont has become the first state in the nation to reach 80% of its eligible population having received at least one shot. The Vermont Department of Health says over 440,000 Vermonters over the age of 12 have received at least one dose. The state reached that milestone on the same day that Governor Phil Scott rolled back his state's mask mandate and indoor capacity limits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At this weekend's summit, the leaders of the G7 countries called for a new and transparent investigation into the origins of COVID-19, as called for in a recent report from the World Health Organization. That's something that seems difficult to accomplish, with China refusing to cooperate. Congressman Michael McCaul says he doesn't trust the WHO to conduct any further investigation. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the organization has previously been willing to cover up the role of the lab in Wuhan in the pandemic.
I was pleased to see they focused a lot on China, but nothing really concrete came out of that. In fact, the only thing I saw concrete was a recommendation that the WHO, World Health Organization, investigate once again the lab in Wuhan, which we now believe is a source of COVID-19. I don't think this investigation can be done properly with the WHO, who's headed up by Director General Tedros, who's a handpicked puppet of President Xi, and has demonstrated his ability over the last year and a half to cover everything up and never warn the public about a pandemic. And the cover-up was massive, Sandra. Yeah. And many details there, but a massive cover-up. I don't trust them to be responsible for this important investigation.
And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't support a bipartisan infrastructure proposal unveiled last week by a group of 10 senators. Sanders told reporters Monday evening that the bill is not big enough to address the country's needs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.